and Chaitanya Bhagavat class. Chapter 23. This is the Lord. This particular title of the chapter is the Lord, the day the Lord chastised the Kazi. And there's a few different pastimes in the chapter, and we just completed a pastime where one very austere Brahmin, he was a tapasvi and a milk drinker, Payopana. Pana means drinking, Payopana. He took a lifelong vow to only drink milk. And he's very austere, so he prevailed upon Srivast Thakur to allow him to come in to at least see the kirtan, although he couldn't take part in chanting or dancing. But so he was hidden there. Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, I'm dancing, I don't feel any ecstasy. Why is that? Is she going?" So now Lord Chaitanya is commenting to Srivast, and he was very angry, and he told the brahmachari, he said, "You can't attain me." We left off yesterday. He said, "You can't attain me by drinking milk." And he looked at Srivast and he said, "Watch, Srivast, right here, I smash this brahmachari to pieces." Can you imagine? He was an angry 7 foot tall, robust and healthy, not weak, healthy Brahmin, and he's angry, and this little brahmachari milk drinker, as I call him, dude Baba brahmachari, dude Baba, you know, and you're not too strong if you're only drinking milk. Talk about weak. And so he ran away in great fear. That's where he left off. But then it said he was very sober, and he was thinking. He was Mahadir. He was very sober, so he's thinking about the event. He baro bhagya muni je kichu dekulun aparada anurapa shasti opailun adbhuta dekilun nritya adbhuta kirtan aparada anurupa pailun tarajan. This is what he was thinking to himself after being almost smashed to pieces by Lord Chaitanya. He thought, "I'm so fortunate to have seen that wonderful dancing of Lord Chaitanya, and I've also received appropriate punishment for my offense. I saw that wonderful kirtan and I was punished according to my offense." He was also an impersonalist, this brahmachari. This commentary, that austere brahmachari was an impersonalist. He was devoid of the propensity to serve, so he could not really appreciate Gauranga's display of intoxication and ecstatic love of God. This was the cause of his offense. He was misreading the Lord's intoxicated dancing as some materialistic display. Those who consider the dancing and crying in need of living entities intoxicated by material enjoyment. Anyway, those materialists who are dancing and crying in their own pleasure of intoxication, if they compare that to devotees when they're singing, dancing, and crying, laughing, they're great offenders. So it looks similar, but it's a completely different order. One is soul-based and God-based, and the other is body-based and the opposite of God. So now, by being punished by Gaurasundar, now the brahmachari became somewhat enlightened. Sevaka haila e matabudi hai, sevake se prabhura sakala danda shaya. Only a, this is Vrindavan Das Thakur, only a servant of the Lord develops such a mentality and is able to tolerate the Lord's chastisement. When one is self-realized, and he's always engaged in Krishna's seva, he never expresses any displeasure in any of the Lord's activities. Considering themselves ever deserving for punishment, such devotees respectfully accept the Lord's judgment and remember their previous offenses. They do not endeavor to oppose the judgment of the Lord. So this is similar. This is Vrindavan Das Thakur's version of the Brahma Stuti, where he's praying about Tateno Kampam Susumikshamano Banjana Ivatmana Kritam Vipakam. Then, my Lord, Kritam Vipakam, I did so many bad activities, Vipakam, wrong, sinful activities, misdeeds, and transgressions and aparas to Vaishnavas and to the Lord. And now I'm receiving the just reserts and due punishment, which are simply the reactions of my own karma. So I don't blame you, and I don't write books. I don't write a book, Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People? Some Jewish rabbi wrote a famous book like that in the West about 20 years ago. It became a bestseller because so many people empathized with his idea. Because everyone thinks they're good. Everyone thinks they're good and they only deserve the best. And when bad things happen to them, they say it must be God's fault. God, and that's what his premise of his book is, that God put the universe into... He wound up the universe like a clock, and then once it started ticking, he walked away and didn't put any more energy into it. Now it's broken and the spring doesn't work and it's all unwound and he's not paying attention. So now in his absence and his negligence, the universe has gone haywire, and we're in that creation of his, and so we're suffering his inattention. So why do bad things happen to good people? Well, it's God's fault. It's his negligence. He's not taking care of what he created. So I'm perfect. Where's my wallet? I think you stole my wallet. You took my wallet. Whenever we lose something, we always say there's some thief. Wife is a thief, husband's a thief, daughter, somebody's a thief, servant. Some of the house is full of thieves. But actually, it's under your pillow where you left it. Everyone's had the experience of misplacing something, and immediately our thief-like consciousness, Atmanamanyatejagat, we immediately see the whole world full of thieves. Must be I think it's a new servant we hired. She looks shifty. I think she stole it. E mata chintaya chalite dvijavar janilena antriyami prabhu vishambar. As that exalted Brahman departed while thinking in this way, Vishambar, the super soul, antriyami prabhu vishambar, he understood his heart because he's a super soul. Dakiya niya puna karuna sagar padma padma dilatara mastak upar. Mahaprabhu is an ocean of mercy, Karuna Sagar. He called the Brahmin back and he placed his lotus feet on his head, Mastak Upar. Prabhupali Tapakari Nakarahabala Vishnu Bhakti Sarva Shrestha Janaha Kevala. Mahaprabhu told that Brahmachari, don't be proud of your austerity, and he should know for certain that Krishna Bhakti is the supreme practice, Sarva Shrestha. Vishnu Bhakti Sarva Shrestha Janaha Kevala. You should only know this, Keval Jana, Keval Jananta, that this is the real thing. That your so-called austerities and your impersonal viewpoint, that's not the supreme good for humanity, for a human being. It's not the most beneficial activity, the Sarva Shrestha. Vishnu Bhakti is a Sarva Shrestha. It's good at all times and for now and forever. He had immediate benefit by serving Krishna and long-range benefits. So it's not only Krishna Bhakti, not only brings prayas, but also shreyas. That's why it's Parama Shrestha. It brings immediate benefit, which is shreyas, and it brings long-term or benefit after this life, which is shreyas. Prayas and shreyas. Anande Krandanakari Sevipravar Prabhura Karunagun Smare Nirantar. That exalted Brahman cried in ecstasy as he continually remembered the merciful qualities of Vishambar. Karuna, Karuna Mai Goranga Ki Jai. Prabhu Karunagun Smare Nirantara. Remembering Nirantara with no end, ceaselessly, ceaseless remembrance. Smara Nirantara. Always continually remembering the mercy of the Lord, that merciful quality of the Lord. The Lord has unlimited qualities, which are listed as 64, but this quality was the most beneficial and impressive for that Brahman to have received that causeless mercy of Gauranga. Haribali Santoshe Sakala Bhaktagan Dandavatahaya Padila Dandavatahaya Padila Tatakshan. All the devotees jubilantly chanted the name of Hari and immediately offered obeisances to that brahmachari. So before he was a tapasvi Dud Baba brahmachari and not even had no adhikar to enter Shiva Sangam's chambers or what to speak of, see the nocturnal kirtan of Lord Chaitanya, the Nishant kirtans that were held every night from 10:48 at night until 3:36 till sunrise. Or dance and chant all night until sunrise. And he had no adhikar to see or to hear, but now he got the Lord's feet on his head and he became blissful, crying in ecstasy. Impersonalists and mayavadis never cry because they're impersonal. Crying is a personal expression of personal feelings. And mayavadis are beyond feelings. There's no feelings. Brahman, there's no feelings. Aham Brahmasmi. Namo Narayan. So he's crying in bliss by contacting the feet of Vishwambar. The devotees now accepted him, the Bhaktagan, Sakala Bhaktagan, Santosh. They became very satisfied and happy by seeing his transformation and seeing his fortune and seeing that now he is accepted in the fold. Hari, Hari, Hari. Shraddha Kari Jai Shune E Sabara Hasya Gora Chandra Prabhu Tanre Miliba Avashya. Anyone who faithfully hears this confidential pastime will certainly attain Gora Chandra Miliba Avashya. He will certainly meet Gora Chandra Mahaprabhu. Shraddha Kari, Shraddha. Brahmachari prati kripa karila takur ananda vesha nirtya karina prachur. After bestowing mercy on the brahmachari, the Lord profusely danced in ecstasy. Now he's back to his old form. Initially, the same brahmachari was the cause of interrupting the ecstatic dancing of the Lord. Several times while he was dancing that night, and the brahmachari was concealed and watching, he kept stopping and saying, Srivasa, I don't feel the same. There's some non-devotional element here. The vibes are bad. So it is a fact from this pastime of the Lord that if there's a wrong person in an assembly of Vaishnavas, they can affect the ethers, the atmosphere. The other devotees didn't notice it. They were dancing in abandon, in association with the Lord, as they do every night. But the Lord noticed it. Because the more advanced the personality, the more sensitive they are. There's no one more sensitive to God. So sensitive to the vibration, the feelings, the devotion. He has a bhakti barometer to read the bhakti of every living entity in the universe. So as one advances in pure consciousness, as they say, it takes one to know one, or to know the absence of one. It takes one to know one and takes one to know the absence of one. If you know one, you know the absence of one. Right? If you know one lack, then you know what it's like to not have a lack. The absence of one means one of anything. So if someone is highly advanced on the bhakti scale, devotional scale, and he can definitely measure the devotional attainment of the people around him. So therefore, the qualified pracharaks of Krishna consciousness, they deliver the appropriate message to the assembly based on the perceived adhikar, which he perceives with his bhakti barometer. What is suitable for this level of devotees, this level of devotional vibration in this audience I'm speaking to? We've had the occasion several times in Jagrans when uninvited intruders come into the kirtan, just like this person was uninvited, no nirmantran. He was not invited by Lord Chaitanya. Everybody was there by invitation. And strict orders of Gauranga, no one's allowed to enter this kirtan without my permission. Srivas knew that. And it says, Pratideen, the brahmachari, every single day he was hounding Srivas. So please, Srivasa, oh please, Srivasa, oh please, you know, I'm an austere brahmachari, this, that, blah, blah, blah. Dude, bhava brahmachari. And eventually he got soft, because he's soft-hearted, he's Narada Muni, Srivasa Thakur. So he said, okay, all right. When you violated the order of the Lord, this often happens, even Lakshmi Devi violated the order of the Lord to strictly... She received an order from Narayan, never give my remnants to anyone. Then Narada Muni came there for 12 years and served continually Lakshmi and Narayan and Vaikuntha with the intention of receiving Vishnu Prasad. Because he heard about it, but he never had it. So finally he asked her, and somehow she broke down and gave him a little bit. That story is there, Chaitanya Mangal is quoting from some other Puran. So this softness is there in every human being. The more developed they are and find spiritual qualities, the softer their hearts are. So now the Lord has given mercy to this brahmachari. He's upgraded his realization from mayavad to bhakti. Now the Lord is dancing in ecstasy. Sejuija charne amara namaskar. Shaitan jera dande haila hena buddhi janra. I offer my obeisances at the feet of that brahmana whose intelligence was purified by Lord Chaitanya's chastisement. So Vrindavanas Thakur is recounting this lila of the Lord and thinking how fortunate he is. Basically, Vrindavanas Thakur is always offering obeisances to different participants in these lilas, whether they be Jagai and Madai or Mother Sachi or anyone, because he himself didn't take part directly in any of the Lord's leelas, although his mother did. His mother is Narayani Devi, and she, of course, ate directly the remnants from Lord Chaitanya's hand. And because of that, she was blessed with a son who was so much absorbed. Shaktivesh Avatar, Vrindavanas Thakur, he was the Vyasa of Gaur Leela. As Vyasadeva was the Vyasa of Krishna Leela. So that same Vyasadeva appeared in the form of Vrindavanas Thakur to write the Chaitanya Bhagavad. So he's often offering respects. And this is a general mood of an advanced devotee, that he offers respects to everyone because he sees, he can trace out the line of fortune within everyone. Even he can trace out the line of fortune within non-devotees. How fortunate they are, what good qualities they have, and how they're more exalted or more developed, more advanced than he is in one way or another. And that way he maintains his humble posture towards everyone, always seeing everyone above him in one regard or one respect or another. And he becomes a fit candidate to receive the blessings of the Lord because he has such a broad-minded and all-encompassing outlook towards other jivas. Because he completely self-effaces his false ego by appreciating everyone, and even non-humans, some good quality or other in them. And those good aspects come into him also by that outlook and by that swabhav or that mentality. So this is an offender. He offended the Lord, stopped his dancing, broke his ecstasy, disturbed the mind of the Lord. Basically, he's an offender. But then he got the mercy of the Lord's feet on his head, mastakupar, the Lord's lotus feet on his head, and he was blessed by the Lord, and the Lord returned to his ecstasy. He was also blessed by all the devotees of the Lord. So he became the unfortunate, offensive, impersonalistic dude Baba Brahmachari. He became the most fortunate, exalted person that Vyasadeva is offering his obeisances to him. Dvija Charane Namaskar. So this is a way to approach these leelas and pastimes also. This is a conclusion of the leela, and for so many reasons known to Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's offering obeisances to him. First of all, he took direct part, he had Sakshat Darshan of God, Gauranga. He received the feet of God on his head. He saw God in ecstasy. It's one thing to see somebody sitting in his office behind a desk ordering people to go left, right, and center. It's quite a different posture. different experience than the boss. So to see Lord Chaitanya sitting on the banks of the Ganga teaching Sanskrit with all the pedantry and erudition of a great pundit, it's not the same as seeing him in the Rasa Lila Sankirtan at 12:30 at night in Shriva Sangam with the most intimate Nitya Siddhas, Parishads of his that are all actually Sakis and Manjaris from Goloka Vrindavan, all dancing in her Kaishore Brahman forms and Shiva Sangam. It's quite a different experience. It said he was dancing in the intoxication of love of God. So when Nimai Pandit is walking down the road, of course he's always intoxicated, but not in that. When you're intoxicated to the point where you're dancing and singing, you're really intoxicated. So this was the peak of the zenith of his intoxication and ecstatic love of Godhead. And the Brahmachari saw all that. So for all these reasons, Vrindavan Das Thakur is offering his obeisances to him. When we approach Harikatha or the Bhagavatam, every time we pick up a book, we're going to immediately start associating with so many people. The author of the book, first of all. Then the Nayak and the Nayaka, the hero and the heroine, or the heroes of that particular chapter. The subject matter itself, the Leela Stan that it's being performed in. Many exalted, transcendental personalities and places we'll be associating with and exposed to as soon as we open Shastra. For example, take the Bhagavad Gita. Every day we're reading Bhagavad Gita. Okay, I finished chapter 10 yesterday, now I'm starting chapter 11. Okay, where am I going now? I'm going to Kurukshetra. Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra, Mamam Vetsa Sayutsava. I'm going to this Kurukshetra. Oh, where is Kurukshetra? Oh, it's somewhere in India. Oh, but it's Dharmakshetra. It's such a great place. You know, where do I live? I live in some stupid place, Delhi, smelly Delhi, or Moscow, or whatever. And it's not a worshipable place. It's not an honorable place. But this place, Kurukshetra, has the footprints of God. God stayed here for 18 days. He walked here. He served his devotee here, Parthasarathi. And the Lord's pure devotee, Arjuna, so I'm going to enter this chapter here, and I'm going to be associating with Arjuna, the greatest of pure devotee of the Lord. He mata pratinisha karaye kirtan, deki bare shakti nahi dhare anyajan, nisve mahapru perform kirtan, pratinisha. Every night, nisha means late at night. There's Shamko, Ratri, then Nisha. Nisha is 11 at night to 3 a.m. But no outsiders had the right to watch. Dekhi bari shakti nahi, dhare anya jan. Antre dukhita sabar loka nadi jara. Sabe pashandire manda bale apar. The sublok nadia, the nadia lok. Everybody in Nadia was unhappy because they couldn't see. They put the blame on the atheists. Papishcha nindak budina sharalagya hena mahotsava deki bare naregya. Because of the foolish sinful blasphemers, we pious people are not even able to see such a festival. Papishcha nindak budinash lagya. Papishcha pashandi sab sabe ninda jane vanchita hayamare e hena kirtane. So these are the pious people that weren't allowed either weren't allowed in. Like this Brahman was very pious. He's a Mayavadi, but he's extremely pious. He was sinless, as describing it. He was sinless because he wasn't eating any grains. He was not accumulating sins. But so he was a classic example of a very pious person who said he was sinless because he's not eating grains cooked by anyone. There's no karma in milk. They are sinful atheists whose only business is to blaspheme devotees. They are deprived of seeing such kirtan, so they simply suffer. Papishcha pashani lagi nimani pandit balare odhwaranai dena kadachit. Because of these sinful pashandis and sinners, Nimai Pandit won't even let the good people go inside. Teno se Krishnara bhakta Jananeni Sakal Tanara Ridaya Puni Parama Nirmal. He's a devotee of Krishna, he knows everything. Moreover, his heart is pure, most pure. This is Nimai Pandit. They don't know he's God. They say, yeah, he knows a lot. He's a Krishna Bhakta. That's what the Nadia Vasis are saying. He's a Krishna Bhakta, he's very pure hearted. Vidai Nirmal. Amara Sabara Jari Tanke Bhakti Take Tabe Nritya Vasya Dekhiba Kona Pake. If we are devoted to Nimai, then somehow we will certainly see his dancing one day. They were just loved Nimai, and they thought he's a pure pundit and pure bhakta, and they wanted. They say, why can't we come in? Gee, we're Nadiyavasis, and he's a Nadiyavasi. Kon Nagariya Bale Vasi Taka Bai Nayana Bariya Deki Bhana Etani. One of the inhabitants said, oh brothers, just wait. We will see the dancing to our full satisfaction right here on the streets of Nadia. I guess he could see the future. Because eventually the cup overfilled and spilled all over Nadia. Samsara udhara lagi nimani pandit nadijara majayasi hoila vidita. And he went on to say, Nimai Pandit has appeared within our district of Nadia. He has come to deliver the entire world, samsara udhara. By his udhara, his welfare work, he'll deliver everyone from the samsara. Gare gare nagare, nagare pratidhwari. Kari vena sankirtana balila tomare. I tell you, he will perform sankirtan from door to door at every house and every town. Just listen to my prediction. This is the prophecy of Nimai Pandit. I mean, maybe he was a jyotish or something. That was some pious person that was not allowed in had made this prediction. Certainly soothed everybody's weary hearts. Don't be upset. He's coming out soon. The party's coming out to the streets. They'll be dancing in the streets. There'll be a festival every night in the streets of Nadia. He will perform door-to-door sankirtan in every house and every town. Gare, gare, nagare, nagare pratidhvare. Kari Bena Sankirtan Balila Tomare. So that's pretty big. I tell you, Balila Tomare, I'm telling you, he, Nimai Pandit, Nagar Nagar Pratidwara, every single door to door Sankirtan, town to town, door to door. That verse is Prithivichi Nagaradigram Sarva Prachar Moranam. He says, every single town and village, my name will be heard. Well, he's saying not only every town and village, but every door to door. Bhagavanta Nagariya Sarva Avatari Panditera Gan Save Ninda Kariyamare. The Nadia Vasis were most fortunate because they appeared with the Lord in each of his incarnations. But the scholars suffered as a result of their blasphemy. So apparently, even that. Residents of Nadia or Navadvip, whenever the Lord comes, they're his associates, they come also. Keha va nutana dravya karo hatte kala. Keha gritta keha dadi keha divya mala. Everyone brought some gift, such as new items, bananas, ghee, yogurt, and attractive flower garlands. Laiya chalina sabe prabhu dekhi bade prabhu dekhi sarva loka danda bata kade. Everyone went to see the Lord with gifts in their hands. On seeing the Lord, they all offered obeisances to him. Prabhu bale Krishna bhakti hauka sabhar Krishna nam guna bae na balila. Mahaprabhu said, may you all attain Krishna bhakti. Do not speak about anything other than the names and qualities of Krishna. Krishnanam gun na baliha ar. Purport by Siddhanta Saraswati. When the living entities become averse to Krishna's service, they become conditioned, and then sense gratification becomes their only goal of life. Conditioned souls are fully absorbed in enjoying their senses. The speech of conditioned souls is confined to material names, forms, qualities, and activities suitable to their sense gratification. Therefore, the living entities have no opportunity to hear Krishna's names, forms, qualities, and pastimes. They become entangled in scrutinizing other subject matters. Desiring, however, eternal benefit for the living entities, Sri Gaura Sundara blessed them with the words, "May the propensity for serving Krishna awaken in you." He further prohibited them from engaging in prajapa, discussing of names, forms, qualities, and activities not related to Krishna. In other words, Mahaprabhu instructed everyone in Nadia to always engage in congregational glorification of Hari. As soon as discussion of topics related to Hari diminishes, discussion of sense gratification becomes prominent. This results in inauspiciousness. We often see that. Sometimes, even today, 500 years later, devotees gather together, have some class in Hari Katha, and then as soon as class is over and they're having some snacks, everyone says, "How's your family? How's your job? How's your school? And did you see that cricket match? Oh, that was good. And what do you think about this politician, that politician? And are you going to the Olympic Games and this and that? And what's your plan? How are you going to spend your vacation? Are you going to Bali? Are you going to Goa? No, I'm going to England to see my uncle, this, that, blah, blah, blah." And so as soon as the flow of Krishna Katha stops and the flow of Maya Katha starts revving up. So Lord Chaitanya is foreseeing that in the people. So he said, "All right, I'll give you a blessing. Everyone else, you will all attain bhakti and be absorbed in Krishna's service. So where does that begin? Atak Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Premendri Sevanamukhe Jivado Swami Vas Pratira." As Lord Chaitanya is saying here, and the Padma Purana is saying the same points, Sevanamukhehi Jivado, the service to Krishna begins with a jiva, with a tongue. Atak Sri Krishna Namadi, Namadi. Krishna Namadi, beginning with Krishna name. Always use the tongue to speak about Krishna's name, form, and qualities, and Leela. Nothing else. So this is the first law. First he's saying, okay, you become devotees. Okay, what does that mean? It means no prajalpa. The first law of being a devotee means no newspapers, mundane newspapers, magazines, television shows, newscasts, BBC broadcast. BBC, 8 o'clock evening news. Yesterday in London there was a riot. And the blacks went wild. Stole 100 televisions. Or whatever, they say some crazy things, you know. And the bobbies came in and clubbed them to pieces. And yesterday in Jakarta, the embassy was blown up by a car of bombs by the terrorists. And in Delhi, the World Asian Games have been postponed because an atom bomb dropped in Delhi. The Tigor. So he's saying, this is the first thing he's saying, okay, you'll give me all these fruits, you're offering something to me, bananas, yogurt, ghee, all these flowers, it's nice. So I'll reciprocate with your offerings, I'll offer something to you. And you're giving me a banana, I'm going to give you gold. You're giving me a flower garland, I'm going to give you diamonds. I'm going to give you the greatest possible wealth anyone could ever attain, and that's Krishna Prema, the eternal service of Krishna. There's no greater don than this, Paramadan. Amara Dana Radhe Shirade Shirade, Prema Dana Radhe Shirade. She is the wealth of prema, and gives the wealth of prema. Amara dana radha shirada shirada prema dana radha shirada 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 radha 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 shirada radha radha radha. So Radharani herself in the form of Gaura Sundara, that beautiful golden form. That beautiful golden form is Radha. And Krishna within and Radha without. Antar Krishna Bahir Radha. This is Gauranga. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. So Gaura Sundara, Gaura Sundara. Gauranga Sundara, Gaura Sundara, Gaura Sundara. So he's giving, all right, I'll give you the greatest gift, I'll give you Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti Havaka Sabhar. But there's one condition, but there's a conditional gift. Terms and conditions apply. You can get this reward if you meet the terms and conditions. And the first condition, always the first thing is told, either by God, this is shiksha, Bhagavan ka shiksha. This is the instructions directly coming from God. As God speaks, so do His servants. As God speaks, so do the Guru. And Guru and God are one. God is Guru, Guru is God. God is teacher, Guru, Guru is teacher. Guru gives God, God gives Guru. And they both say the same thing. They're parodying the same message. So Krishna, Gauranga Bhagavan Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, okay, bhakti starts here. This is a threshold of bhakti. It begins with controlling your tongue. The tongue is a source of liberation. The tongue is a source of bondage. Because the tongue is simply the flag of the mind. As the mind blows, the flag moves. So the wind is in the mind and the flag is registering the movement of the wind. Chanchul Himanaha Krishna. This fact is confirmed by Arjuna in Gita. He says this, he compares the mind to the wind. Balavan, Pramati Balavan. He said this mind is like, it's very, very powerful. Pramati Balavan. It's very difficult. He compares the mind to the wind. So when the wind blows, the flag flaps. So when the mind is disturbed, the wind of the mind is disturbed, then the flag of the tongue flaps. Red flag. But the mind is peaceful, fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna Charana Chinna, Radha Charana Chinna. Then it will only vibrate, the tongue will only vibrate according to the winds blowing in the mind. And the wind is simply blowing the fresh fragrance of the sweet lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So the tongue will always speak about Radha and Krishna. So therefore, he says, do not speak Krishna Nam Gun by Nabaliha. Nabali, Nabolo, Nabali. Don't, nothing more. Ban, chup, chup, hey, chup. Roko, ban, stop. Don't go that way. Don't follow. Your mind is blowing. Your mind is blowing in the wrong direction. Tempest. There's a tempest, there's gale winds, storm winds blowing in your mind, agitating you, pushing you. So Lord Chaitanya is telling this, and then when his pure devotee representative, Sakshatvait Nasamasta Shastra, that Sakshatvait Guru, that Sakshat Gauranga, Gauranga is Srimati Radharani. So the personification of Srimati Radharani is her very rupam, Sri Rup, means a very form of Radharani. So Srimati Radharani is speaking this verse, control your tongue. And then Srimati Radharani's direct representative, Sri Rupa Manjari, is speaking in Upadeshamrita. Step number one to bhakti. Bacho vegam manasakota vegam. So he's saying bacho vegam, jiva vegam. He's saying control your speech. Control your tongue. Lord Chaitanya is telling the same thing. Control your tongue, control your speech. And Padma Purana is saying, this is bhakti begins here. Control your tongue. Sevanamukhi jivada swayam eva spratyada. The tongue will show us God. The tongue will show us the way to God. We'll see God through the eye of the tongue. Very interesting. Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti pasyanti panti kalyanti chidam jaganti ananda chinamaya suvijvala vigrasya govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. So Krishna has interchangeable senses. He can see with his ears. Ding 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 ding. Namo Mahavaranyaya, ding 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 ding. Hiramana Vyanjana Mishna Panyajaman Vedyan Kalin Krishna, ding ding ding. He hears the mantras when you're offering bhog and he accepts it just by the mantras. He can eat with his ears, he can eat with his eyes. He sees you bringing in the offering. Oh, very good. And he already ate it. Just by seeing it. We eat by smelling. Because you can taste when you smell, but you can't taste when you see. When you smell, you also taste. That's why they say, don't smell the Lord's boga, because you're tasting it. Then you're tasting it before Him, then it becomes your remnants. You're feeding your achishta to Krishna. So it's an offense. But you can't taste with your eyes, but Krishna can taste with His eyes. Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti. His senses are interchangeable. So in this case, even a devotee, Krishna gives him that ability. that our tongue becomes eyes. And with the eyes of the tongue, we can see Krishna. And the tongue is always engaged in Krishna's service by always speaking Hari Katamritamritam, the nectarian topics of Hari. Nam, Krishna Nam, Krishna Gun. This is the Shiksha of Lord Chaitanya in verse 74 of chapter 23. Text 75. Apanai sabari prabhu kari upadesh. Krishna Nama Mahamantra Shunaha Harish. Mahaprabhu personally instructed everyone, hear the Hare Krishna Mama mantra and be happy. So now the Lord's giving some more instructions to all these people gathered there. And this is very nice. These are direct words of Lord Chaitanya. He's telling them to chant. These are in quotations, so these are Shikshamrita. These are direct words of Lord Gauranga. Apane sabari prabhukari upadesh krishna mahamantra shunha harish. Mahaprabhu personally instructed everyone. First he's talked about don't speak. Now he's talking about shravanam and kirtanam. He talked about what to speak about Krishna. What to hear? Hear the Hare Krishna mahamantra. Krishna Naam Mahamantra Shunha Harishe. So here he's saying Mahamantra. So there's a very nice purport, very, very illuminating. So here's another instruction directly quoted, the direct quotes of Lord Chaitanya. And he's saying here, Sabari Upadesh, he's instructing everyone. Well, we're also everyone. Everyone means everyone. Everyone means everyone there. And Nadia, all the Nadia Vasis 500 years ago, and it means everyone here, there, and everywhere, for all times. This is a Nitya Shiksha. When God speaks, it's forever. Gita was spoken 5,000 years ago. That means it's hackneyed, it's old, it's stale, it's useless, it's irrelevant. Mundane scientists and materialists in modern India, they want to say that. Oh, Gita is irrelevant, it's antiquated, it's mythology. But see, it's perennial truth. Perennial philosophy. What was true then is also true now. People are born now, they get old, disease, and die, and they don't know where they're going or where they'll be. If they do yoga, karma yoga, jnana yoga, or bhakti, they'll get some improvement in next life. That was true 5,000 years ago, it's true now. And these are the immortal teachings of Gita. So whenever the Lord speaks, and whatever He speaks is Shabda. Shabda Brahman. That means Brahman, spiritual sound. Eternal sound. Brahman is eternal, and Shabda Brahman is also eternal. Sometimes it's manifest, sometimes it's unmanifest. But these instructions are always eternally existing in the universe. Lord Chaitanya is speaking, so this is eternal Shiksha, Gauranga's eternal teachings. Krishna Mahamantra Shuna Harishe. Harsh. Harsh means satisfaction, happiness. Shunaha Harish. You hear this, you'll be happy. You hear about terrorists and bombs and rip-off politicians and cheaters and dacoits and gundas and robberies. You won't be harsh, you'll be shok. You'll be lamenting, you'll be unhappy. But you hear Krishna's name, you'll be happy. Krishna Naam Mahamantra Shunaha Harish. You want the happiness formula? Oh, I want to be happy, I want to be happy. Well, here Lord Chaitanya is telling everyone to simply hear Krishna. Conditioned souls that are in Maya are always eager to gratify their senses. To benefit these conditioned souls, Sri Gaura Sundara instructed them to happily hear the Hare Krishna mantra. Those who are compelled to hear the holy names of the Lord are, let's see, those who are compelled, those who are forced to hear the holy names are not very enthusiastic to chant. Therefore, it is instructed that one should happily chant or happily hear. Oh, we have to chant. Sit down, listen to this chanting. One should happily hear or chant the awarded Hare Krishna mantra with full enthusiasm. Since living entities, however, averse to the Lord's service, are always associating with non-devotees and taking their sinful counsel, they naturally remain aloof from hearing topics of the Supreme Lord. The process for remaining aloof from material thoughts is called mantra. That's a very interesting way of describing mantra. Tra means to deliver, trayate. Ma means, man means mind. So whatever the mind hears, whatever the mind associates with through the means of the senses, then that's where the mind is. So if we associate with materialists and impersonalists and gross sense enjoyers by hearing them and looking at them and listening to them and speaking to them, then our mind will take the shape of that and we'll be in Maya. and will be full of material thoughts. So he's contrasting the materialists who are not inclined to Krishna's service, and they don't want to hear about Krishna, nor find happiness in hearing his name, nor speaking his qualities. So they remain aloof. How do they remain aloof? They remain aloof from hearing Krishna Katha by speaking about Maya. There's no room and no interest. They have no interest to hear about Krishna. Just go try talking to relatives, which I always say is a waste of time. You preach to, there's 6 billion people in the world, go preach to all 6 billion people, and if you have any time left after that, then you can preach to your mother, father, uncle, relatives. Because you have much more success preaching to those people outside your family circle than anyone that's... The closer they are, the more impossible they are to listen to you. Simply you're spinning your wheels and going nowhere. So it's a waste of time, basically. Just go somewhere and find some young people, and they're so eager to hear. I just imagine there's one housewife in Rohini somewhere in Delhi. And she's just some little housewife with a couple of kids, and she holds a weekly Gita class and has a whole bunch of teenage girls and college girls eagerly, enthusiastically attending her classes just because they're so eager to hear about Krishna. And they're so eager that they forced her, they said, listen, let's have Jagran, it's Purushottam month, let's stay up all night and hear and chant about Krishna. And they stayed up the whole night and simply danced the whole night. They danced and chanted the whole night. They weren't like, you know, our ecstatic Jagrans, doing everything we can to stay awake. That's exactly what the Shastras say, and that's exactly how Lord Chaitanya observed Ekadasi Jagrans in Navadvipa, and especially in Puri. Jagannanda Pandit recounts in Prem Vaivarta that Lord Chaitanya would stay up all night enthusiastically chanting and dancing with his devotees, especially during Chaturmasya when they were all in town. Outside that, maybe he would spend late nights on Ekadasi hearing Harikata with Sarup Damodar Ramananda Roy in the confines of and privacy of the Gambira. But when all the Nadia Bhaktas were there and Sri Kandavasis were there for Chaturmasya and Puri, then together and collectively they would stay up all night and chant and dance. And this is what's told in the Puranas, in the Ekadasi Mahatmyam. One is supposed to observe Ekadasi like that. Enthusiastically chant the names of Hari and dance throughout the night. I've had a couple times, maybe a handful of times in my life, I've experienced Jagrans where there was all night chanting and dancing enthusiastically. One devotee was playing harmonium, he's quite a good singer, that was part of it, and then I don't know, whatever else was. Anyway, I've experienced it, but usually it's pretty sleepy and all you can do is stay awake and think of all kinds of funny games and stuff, and 20 questions about Krishna or this or that. So he's saying that this is the meaning of mantra. Mantra means a process for remaining aloof from material thoughts. How to elevate and free and raise your mind beyond the level of material thoughts. Instruction in the form of sound vibration is only method for becoming free from thoughts of enjoyment and renunciation. Gyan Shunya Bhakti. One achieves perfection in chanting mantra when one keeps the vibrated sound within his heart and controls his materially attached mind. One person's mind is different from another person's mind. Therefore, the act of remembrance is intended for an individual. Therefore, by chanting the name of Hari by an individual is called mantra. There are some very nice japa tips here by Siddhanta Saraswati. So we're chanting mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And to achieve perfection, we have to, he says, keep the vibrated sound within his heart. It's one thing to hear with your ears, but we're supposed to keep that vibration in the heart. So now the heart is saturated with the vibration of the holy name. And then he has to control his materially attached mind by fixing it on the same sound vibration. So heartily and mentally we have to chant. With affection, with feelings, with yearning, with crying, with a mood, with mood and mellow. And also with control of the mind, fix the mind. Mind takes shape around sound and form. The mind takes shape around whatever the input is. If the input is rupam, if the mind concentrates on rupam through the aperture of the eyes supply rupam to the mind, and the mind takes the shape of rupam. So if you open your eyes, when you chant and see some beautiful woman, then the rupam, the stri rupam enters the mind takes the shape of that. That's described in 11th canto. It's called Pishakita Naya. Pishakita Naya. Something like that. There's a wasp and a worm. The wasp, you know, caught this little bug and put him in his nest, and the little bug was always meditating on that predator, was going, what, he's going to eat me or what? And he died that way, with the form of the insect, of the bigger insect in his mind. So next life he became insect. So the mind takes shape of the sense input, whether it's rupam or shabda or rasa. Well, he's saying that when we're chanting, then the vibrations kept in the heart, then the mind, the materially attached mind, which is always running out through the senses and then taking shape of those various sense objects, rupam or smell, form, taste, touch, the mind should absorb itself in the sound vibration. Hare, ha, ha, re, ra, ma, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's what it means. Attention. Mind and heart fixed on a name. Therefore, the act of remembrance is intended for an individual. So every individual must do Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. Smaranam means the union of the mind and heart concentrated on the vibration of the Maha Mantra. This is Smaranam. The unification of the mind and heart concentrated in the holy name. This is Smaranam. Therefore, the chanting of the name of Hari by an individual is called mantra. A group of people can all chant the Maha Mantra together. Many people give advice that is favorable to the process of sadhana or spiritual practice. Therefore, there are many shiksha gurus instructing spiritual masters, but only one diksha guru initiating spiritual master. The heart is purified by the Maha Mantra and other mantras. As a result of the heart's purification, all the senses become free from the temporary propensity for material enjoyment and realize the eternal nature. Then insignificant and abominable conceptions cannot become prominent. Abominable conceptions. You have an abominable conception. One who is not able to happily accept these facts is destined to remain in misery. So the Lord Chaitanya is continuing here. He has a couple of instructions. This is text 76. Lord Chaitanya is continuing to instruct these Nadivasis. In the previous verse, he told them, 75, they should hear the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and be happy. So then he initiated them all in text 76. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So they were all initiated directly by Lord Chaitanya. Nam Guru Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki.
Jai.
So now there's quite nice purports here about the Maha Mantra by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. The Maha Mantra indicates self-surrender. Every name in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is vocative address. Vocative is this calling, vocal. Instead of Hari, saying Hare. Hari is just the person, but Hare is when you're calling. If you want to, like you say Radha, or then you're calling, say Radhe. So Radhe means calling. The vocative address for the name Hari is Hare. When the Swayam Rupa name Krishna, the omnipotent Swayamprakash name of Ram and Hari are chanted by a tongue devoid of material desire, it is no longer possible to engage in any mundane service within the 14 worlds of Viraj or River Brahmaloka. Then the opportunity for engaging service begins only in the spiritual sky. When you vibrate the holy name, free from material desire, then you find yourself in the spiritual world serving Radha and Krishna. If one considers the degree of ras found in Krishna's Swayamprakash Tattva, Baladev, and in Baladev's subsequent Prakash and Vilas expansions, one will find that the full manifestation of all rasas is in Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is known as Akila Rasamrita Murti, the transcendental form of attraction for all kinds of devotees. Therefore, there is no possibility of the full manifestation of ras in... and personalities who are abodes of partial ras. So the expansions of the Lord, they can't give the full ras. Bhakti Sananda Saraswati is speaking some very wonderful things about when people realize devotional service to Krishna, they attain the service of Radharaman rather than considering themselves Atma Ram, one who takes pleasure in the Atma or Ram. Spiritual self. So here in this purport, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is reminding us that the meaning of Hari Ram is not Ramachandra or Balaram, but is Radharaman. So when people realize bhakti, Krishna bhakti, then they will attain the service of Radharaman. Radha Ramana Giridhari, Giridhari Shama Vanavari, Mero Radha Ramana Giridhari. Giridhari Shama Vanavari, Mero Radha Ramana Giridhari, Giridhari Shama Vanavari, Mero Radha Ramana Giridhari, Giridhari Shama Vanavari, Giridhari Shama Vanavari, Giridhari Shama Vanavari, Giridhari Shama Vanavari, Giridhari Shama Vanavari. Mero Radha Ramana Giridhari, Mero Radha Ramana Giridhari, Shri Radha Raman Ki Jai, Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami Ki Jai. Prabhupale Kalilana Eya Maha Mantra, Iha Japa Giya Sabe Kariya Nirbhanda. Mahaprabhu continued, this is the Maha Mantra. All of you chant this mantra according to a prescribed number, Nirabanda. Japagiya Sabai Nirabanda. The purport. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra should be chanted loudly at every moment. Loudly. Every moment. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. The instruction for softly chanting the Maha Mantra in Japa is also prescribed, so that no one thinks it is not meant to be chanted softly. The word nirbanda refers to chanting the names according to prescribed Maha Mantra. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is not meant to be only chanted softly, nor is it prohibited from being chanted softly. Since there is an instruction for 5 to 10 people to gather together and clap their hands while loudly chanting, it is understood that this Maha Mantra is not meant to be only chanted softly. And the process of chanting the vocative Maha Mantra, along with mantras that includes the names, has not been ignored. By using the phrase Sarvakshanabala, which is in the next verse, Sarvakshanabala, always chant, the consideration that the Maha Mantra is only meant to be chanted softly has been refuted. That's the next verse. And this is, of course, no one knows the context of the purport. It was written in the 1930s by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. There was a very popular contemporary group at the time, which is quite popular now. And they have a mantra, Nitai Gaur Radhesham Japa Hare Krishna Hare Ram. And they say that Hare Krishna Hare Ram should only be chanted in Japa, and only be chanted silently. And the only thing you should chant loudly is Nitai Gaur Hare Sham Japa Hare Krishna Hare Ram. They never, this group, very popular, Bengal and Orissa, they don't, and they say, no, it's only supposed to be chanted. Japa means silently, this, that. Shouldn't be chanted kirtan. So Bhakti Siddhanta is using the Pramana of Chaitanya Bhagavat to indicate that the Lord is telling here that should can be chanted loudly also. The Lord goes on, actually, there's a few more verses. I guess there's only four more five verses, we'll try to finish. Mahabharu continues his shiksha, nam amrita shiksha, to the people of Nadia and to the people of the world. Iha haite sarva siddhi haive sabhar, sarvakshana bala ite vidhi nahi ar. By doing so, everyone will attain perfection. Always chant, there is no other prescription. Sarvakshana bala, at all times, the Maha Mantra should be chanted, and you'll attain sarva siddhi. Dasha pancha milinija, dwarete vasya, kirtana karaha save hate talidiya. 5 or 10 people can sit together in the house and perform kirtan while clapping their hands. Haraye nama Krishna yadavaya namaha, gopala govindaram shri madhusudan. You should chant Haraye nama Krishna yadavaya namaha, gopala govindaram shri madhusudan. Then he says, Mahavira says, Sankirtana Kaliya Etama Sabakare Sri Putre Bap Mile Karagiyaghar. These are my instructions on how to perform Sankirtan. Go home and chant together with your wife, father, and sons. Everybody chant. Now this is chapter 23 of Chaitanya Bhagavad, Madhya Kanda. So Lord Chaitanya, in these verses, from verse 74 all the way up until 80 are all about how to chant Hare Krishna for grihasthas especially, or anyone, anywhere. He's actually mentioning the Maha Mantra, and he's also mentioning a second mantra also. Prabhu Mukhe Mantra Pai Sabar Ulas Dandavata Kari Sabe Chali Nijavas. Having received the mantra from the mouth of the Lord, they all became very jubilant. Sabar ulas, they became greatly joyful. They offered obeisances and returned to their respective homes. Everyone became jubilant on receiving the Maha Mantra. Well, that's a fact. Niravadi sabe japena krishna prabhura charana kaya mane kari dhyan. They engaged their bodies and minds by constantly chanting the names of Krishna, meditating the Lord's lotus feet. So we have the lotus feet meditation technique in a Japa book. Symbols on the feet and the pictures and the descriptions. Those who have controlled their minds and accepted the Lord's instructions regarding Nam and Mantra, engage in softly chanting the holy names while directly and indirectly meditating on Krishna. This is a verse from Bhagavatam 2.8.4. Shrinvatam shalaya nityam grinatascha svacheshtitam kalena natidirgena bhagavan vishate ridi. Anyone who hears the Bhagavatam every day and always seriously taking the matter very seriously will have the personality of God manifested in his heart within a short time. As they're worshipping the Lord with the mantras for hundreds of years, one attains the qualification for chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Sandhya Hailayapanara Dware Sabe Mili Kirtana Karina Sabe Diya Karatali. In the evenings, everyone gathered in their houses and performed kirtan while clapping their hands. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Listen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. E matta nagare nagare sankirtan karaite lagilena shachira nandan. In this way, Sachinandan inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy names from village to village. Sabarayutya Prabhu Alinganakare Apanakala Galara Maladeya Sabakare. Mahaprabhu stood up and embraced each one of them and then offered his garlands to them. Wow, what an initiation program. Dante Trina Kari Prabhu Parihara Kare. Ahara Nisha Bhai Sava Bhajaha Krishnere. Dante Trina Kari. Interesting. Dental program. Trina. Trinada Peace Nichena. He had straw between his teeth. Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, with straw between his teeth, which of course can be taken literally, but generally it's a figurative expression to imply the intense, humble presentation. Intense presentation of humility. Biting a straw, which means that taking shelter of the concept of being lower than a straw in the street, where a straw lies. In a most humble and meek manner, Mahaprabhu appealed to everyone, Pariharakari, hey bhai, please do Krishna bhajan, ahara nisha. Please, I'm begging you, worship Krishna day and night. Bajo Goranga Kaha Goranga Loha Goranga Namare. Manifesting his humility before the proud people of Nadia, Lord Gaurasundar humbly requested everyone to always engage in the service of Krishna and never give up the worship of Krishna. Prabhu Radekiya Arti Khande Sarvajan Kaya Manovakila Ilena Sankirtan. All the Nadiyavasis cried on seeing the Lord's anxiety. Then they all engaged in the process of Sankirtan with their bodies, minds, and speech. After hearing Mahaprabhu's heart-rending appeal, the listeners began to cry because of their own sinful mentality. Then they took shelter of devotional service in the form of Kirtan with their bodies, minds, and speech. Kaya Mano Vakya. Karama alade sabha nagariyagan hatte tali dia bhare rama narayana. In great jubilation, everyone in Nadia clapped their hands and chanted, Ram Narayan! Ram Narayan! Mridanga mandira shank ache sarva ghare durgotsava kale vadya vajya bharatare. During the annual Durga Puja festivals, they had mridangas, kartals, and conch shells in their homes. I mean, excuse me, they had all these that they used during the Durga. They already had these. Every house is already equipped. They weren't engaging in Harinam Sankirtan, but they were making a whole lot of noise during Durga Puja, Durga Kirtan. Mridangas, kartals, conch shells, it just seems to be a standard paraphernalia in every Bengali household. Because every Bengali worships Ma Durga, Durga Ma, Kali, yes, Kali Ma, Oma, 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 Oma. Bengalis are always crying out, Ma, Oma, Divine Mother. Every religious person, every religious-minded person in Nadia had musical instruments like mridanga and conch shells in their houses. They used these every autumn. And in the month of Chaitra for the Mahamaya Puja. Mahamaya Durga Maharani Ki.
Jai.
Such worship is performed for the purpose of attaining temporary material happiness. Chapalasukha. Chapalasukha. Those material instruments, however, were now used in the Kanda Kirtana. Krishnanama Kanda Kirtana Ki.
Jai.
The same mridangas and the same kartals and the same conch shells were being tooted and banged and clanged for the glorification of Nam Sankirtan. Se sabha bhadya eva kirtan samayi Gayena Vajena Sabe Santosha Ridaye. Everyone was happy now to use those same instruments at the time of Kirtan. Hari O Rama, Rama Hari, O Rama Rama. Ematanagare Utila Brahmanam. In this way, the entire town became filled with the chanting of the Lord's holy names. Hari! And O Rama! O Rama! Rama! Hari! O Ram! Ram! That's what he says. Kola Vecha Sridhara Jajena Sepat Dirga Kori Harinama Balite Balite Kola Vecha Sridhara. The Brahmin, very poor Brahmin, Kola Vecha Sridhara, who was formerly Sudama, was walking, also Madhubanga, was walking down the same path, loudly chanting the name of Hari. Shunya Kirtan, Arambila Mahanritya, Anande Vivala Haila Chaitanjara Britya. When Kolavesha Sridhar, that servant of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Britya, Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasavya Britya, Ekala Ishvara Gaur Arasavya Britya. When the inhabitants saw when he heard the kirtan, he became overwhelmed. Vival began to dance in ecstasy. Anand, Mahanirtya, Mahanirtya Anand. Garagari Jayena, Shira Prema Ras, Bahirmukha Sakala Durete Takihase. Shira rolled on the ground in ecstatic love. The materialist laughed. Durete, they laughed at him from a distance. Kon Papi Bali Harab Deka Bhai Sava Kolavesha Minsa Ohaila Vaishnava. One of those Papi Janas said, "Hey brothers, look at this guy. Even that Kolavesha fellow has become a Vaishnava." The word Minsa means man or guy. It is a corruption of the word Manusha, which is used in the villages to insult someone. Minsa, yeah. It's a short form of Manusha, because in Bengali, Manusha. Businessmen and small merchants are situated in the lower rungs of society. The Vaishnavas are the topmost. Everyone from the topmost to the lowest is eligible to attain Vishnu Bhakti, but persons from higher rungs or those who are educated do not allow persons from lower rungs or those who are uneducated to become Vaishnavas. Of course, that's not approved by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. His conclusion, he recites different shastras here. Every man has the birthright to accept Krishna Bhakti and become Krishna conscious. This is proven by the shastras. This is one shastra he's citing here. Antyaja, Antyaja means someone outside Vedic culture, born outside Ja, Antyaja. Antyajapita drashtre shanka chakranta dharina vaishnavi diksham samprapya dikshita eva sambabu. In that kingdom where even the outcasts decorate their bodies with the marks of conch shell and disc, which are the signs of Vishnu bhaktas, they accept Vaishnava initiation, adopt Vaishnava behavior. So anyway, this goes on into another pastime here. And then leading up to the Kazi. So we'll continue that another time. Chaitanya Bhagavad Ki Jai. Vrindavan Das Thakur Ki Jai.